I'm joined by Luke Harding once again from Tripoli. Luke, what can you tell us?
Well, what I can tell you is that the battle resumed pretty early this morning. You can probably hear it in the background with mortar fire and artillery rounds. Did you hear that? I don't know if you heard that. But I'm basically in a hotel. Really, I've got a kind of sort of a front row stall seat of the battle, if you like. To my left is the old city, which is in rebel hands. There are, you can see a couple of rebel triculars, and the rebels have basically got the kind of they've got the harbour, they've got the sort of corniche, they've got Green Square. But to my right, which is where the fighting is going on, there are a series of tall government buildings where the rebels are kind of have taken up positions, and they're now duking it out, if you like, with Gaddafi forces in Bab el-Azizia, which is Gaddafi's compound, and also the area where the Rixos Hotel is situated. There's just a big battle going on, and that's a big mortar. It's clear that the city is not in rebel hands, nor is it entirely in government hands. I mean, I think what we're looking at now is a kind of, certainly at the moment, a kind of Beirut-style situation with different parts of the city belonging to one side and other parts to another. Where I am, the rebel presence is pretty light, I have to say. I mean, they've taken positions here, but I think, you know, where there were a big counterattack, that they wouldn't really be able to hold them. Certainly the west of the city, which I drove through yesterday, that is entirely kind of, you know, the opposition have taken control of that. I mean, there's no doubt about that, and the mood there is much calmer. But here, in the heart of Tripoli, there's just the most almighty fight.
Is there a sense that the reappearance of Saif al-Islam has sort of boosted the morale of the Gaddafi loyalists and renewed their fight?
Well, obviously, kind of psychologically, I think it was quite important. I mean, it sort of showed that well, firstly, that he's still alive, and that secondly, that they're still fighting, and the fact that he was able to take a group of journalists who are basically kind of trapped in the Rixos on a small joyride last night shows that part of the city is still very much under the control of Gaddafi loyalists. But having said that, there isn't anywhere really for them to go from here. I mean, I can't see them kind of breaking out. I can't really see them recapturing the city. But what I can envisage is them hanging on for some time. You know, they've got a lot of ammunition. They've been expecting this. They've got heavy weaponry. And plus, they've got all these kind of captive journalists, if you like, who can you hear that?
Yeah.
There's a multiple barrel rocket launcher just being fired off. I'm moving. Okay, bye.